Hey girl.
How are you?
I'm good. Who can complain, right? I'm vertical and breathing, so that's a good thing.
I hear you.
You coached me first 5 years ago,
Wow.
and I know it. Hot minute. Okay, so here's the thing, and it's not a bad thing, I guess, but I've been here a hot minute, and I was maybe at goal, maybe 15 pounds within goal. I hadn't decided what my goal was. I mean, I had it in my head this time last year. And then I started regaining for the first time since I'd been in OBS. So I'd lost at that point last year, I'd lost 85 pounds. And then I just one thing after another. Some of it was health, like genuinely health issues. But the second that started happening, I just went back to being a, what I'd done for 50 plus years of my life and diet mentality. So the things that I thought I had conquered, I knew this stuff, I could teach this stuff if I had to. I obviously didn't because I just did. And it just gradually went up. I went to camp. Got to meet you, and everybody. And camp was wonderful. And I was frustrated because I was up about 10-ish pounds then. And then I just kept gaining after camp. Camp did not, I don't know what happened. Well, anyway, so with my accountability partners and everything, we're all kind of in the like we're OGs. We've been here a long time. And we're just trying to lose what we had regained, and here's my question for you. Like, okay, you don't start over, right? You know too much. You can't start over. But how do you, I don't know. And I am, slowly kind of eking
What's wrong
back
with starting
down.
over? What's wrong with the,
I
what's
don't
wrong
know.
with,
Because it just feels like,
what's
oh
that
God,
feel like to you?
it feels like I've drag my sorry ass to Weight Watchers again for the umpteenth time. That's what it feels like. And here's the thing. I'm sure I'm overthinking this. Corinne said something about a month ago, just kind of like a one-off thing. Like she was just talking, but she was coaching somebody, and she said, yeah, I still have feelings around whatever it was that she was talking about. I can't remember. I think it was a relationship or something, but she said, I don't have to work on that anymore. I've already worked on it. So in my mind and some of my accountability's minds, why are we still working on this? We know how to do it. We know what we should be doing. We have all of that. And there's some fatigue around, oh my God, I'm still working on this after 5 years. But transversely, this is the only time in my entire since teenage life I have lost weight, kept it off for the most part, kept my healthy habits, that I started when I started this in 2019. I mean, so I don't know. Your last Regina, was that her name, the last girl that you coached? I'm thinking, well, maybe it is time to get a private coach. I don't know, but I want to finish the journey. Not that I'm ever gonna maybe not have to think about this, but it's like there's some diet fatigue. I can't believe I'm having to do this again, and I can't believe it was all my choices that got me back where I am, even though some of them were a little out of my control because medical new medicines and stuff. But
Well, I hear you on the new medicines for sure.
oh
But
my God.
there's so much here. Let me just say, I'm always in favor of recommending hiring a private coach.
Sure,
Okay.
sure,
I
sure.
mean, you've got a lot here. You've got your thoughts about starting over, the term starting over.
Right.
You've got your thoughts about this is work.
Yeah.
You've got something you call diet fatigue. If you're experiencing diet fatigue and this as work, then it all has to do with how you think about the work you're doing to lose weight, right?
Right.
And then there was something else that you said that stuck out with me. It'll come back to me. Because I was listening so
I can't
intently.
remember. I was, yeah, a
Yeah.
little nervous, even though it's you, but I'm a little nervous. Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. I went back to doing what I had done for 50 years. That was
Yeah.
the other thing.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to start with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that I hear so often. All right. So, why do you think your brain would choose something you've done for a couple of years over 50 years to offer
Right.
you when you are not, when you're agitated, when you're like away from home base?
Right,
It's just
right.
not going to.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a minute. When you're
Okay.
at home base, you're feeling calm, settled,
Right.
happy,
Yeah.
creative, productive, all's right in the world, all the sing-songy place at home base. But when you start going, man, this is work. I can't believe I've done this. You go into self-judgment. What are you doing? You're leaving home base.
Right.
You're agitating your nervous system. You're getting yourself wound up. You're getting yourself mad or frustrated or annoyed or irritated. And the further you get away from that, this calm, neutral place of home base, the harder it is for your thinking brain to work. Because all the energy is in now in your nervous system. And when that happens, your habit brain says, "Don't worry, thinking brain. I know it's a little hard for you to work right now. I got this." And the habit brain says, "I know how to make you feel better, Kathy. Go get some Cheetos
Right. On the couch at
on the
8:30 at
couch
night.
with the Netflix. It worked
Right.
for 50 years.
Yeah.
That stuff
Yeah.
that's worked for 2 years that you're upset about, that ain't gonna work now." Habit brain says, "I'm gonna make this easy for you. Go get your Cheetos. Sit on the couch."
And the other thing it did was it kind of, I had disordered eating when I was young, and really all throughout, whatever I was doing was disordered eating, frankly, trying to lose weight forever. But the other thing that it did was during the day, I was like, I should only eat this. I was like going way back to not restriction, but like just clean, clean eating and lots of walking, which I love to do, and I do that. But and it was like at night, I was just like, well, I didn't eat much during the day. I know this. I know you don't eat at night because you didn't eat much during the day. I
No, but
know
your habit brain is like
this.
all in
Sure.
on let's make
Yeah.
Kathy feel better,
Yeah.
right?
Kathy hasn't done anything fun for herself today.
Right,
You know, I
right.
know. I know. I know.
So I'm not, y'all, I'm not hating on the habit brain. It's doing its job.
No, it's
Okay.
right.
So that's why when we think about our weight loss and we think about what we plan and we think about enough and hunger, we have to make it as neutral as possible. Not hard work, not you can't do this, not shame cave, not any of that stuff. It's just part of the program.
Right.
So, how do we want to move forward in the program from as neutral a place, from a home-based place as we can? Right? And
Okay.
when we think about home base, we're thinking about those no BS principles that make sense. Because, right? Home base, logic, brain go
Right.
together.
Right.
Hunger and enough makes sense.
Sure.
Right? Chicken
Right.
tenders and French fries are okay, but your thinking brain probably knows they're probably not okay for every meal.
Right, right,
Right?
right.
So that's not diet mentality. That's your thinking brain going, what's going to be my best choice today? Not from a place of, oh my gosh, I've got to lose this weight. I can only eat so much. I can only do this thing because that's going back into the recesses of your diet history, trying to pull up something that doesn't really need to come up.
Right,
Right?
right. So the other thing that I've done, and I know what you're going to say, but I'll just say it anyway. My husband and I went to Florida for 3 weeks in February, and I decided I'm not going to plan while I'm down here. I'm just not going to plan. I just mentally, and I lost some weight because I was just feeling amazing and walking and relaxed and had no worries for 3 weeks. I just did fun stuff and read and relaxed. I have yet to successfully plan more than 2 days in a row since I got back.
Well, let's go
And
back to vacation.
okay.
Okay. You didn't plan. All right,
Yes.
we'll just give you that.
Yeah.
I plan, I mean, I usually plan on vacation, but I don't plan specific foods. I
No.
remind myself that I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and stop it enough.
Right.
Okay.
And
So
that's what I was doing. Just make sure you get enough
were you eating chicken tenders
protein.
and French fries and ice cream every day?
Well, no, I was eating lots of fresh fruit and vegetables because they were amazing down there. And I was doing that. Yeah. I wasn't eating junk.
Why were you doing that? Not because you thought you had to?
No, because it was amazing. And because I felt zero distraction or pressure in this beautiful little Airbnb that we rented that was just, I didn't have to clean anything. I didn't have to do anything. I only had minimal stuff in the refrigerator. There was no pantry. There was, I just, yeah.
So, what is going on at home that is
Oh.
distraction and pressure that you need to eat over?
Oh, just, And I do, I have made the connection like a couple of years ago that a lot of my nighttime eating, which I know we're all working on that, but was because I would feel guilty that I had not gotten everything done during the day that I thought I should have gotten done and I'd procrastinated or whatever. So instead of getting up and cleaning the thing or whatever, cleaning out a drawer, I'd sit on the couch and eat and watch
Yeah.
TV, which is
No.
just, I mean, yeah.
What you instead of, I mean, to me, it's even clearer than that. You either rehash what you didn't do all day and beat yourself up. You don't have to get up and clean. You just plan what you're going to do the next day. The
Right.
more you are focused on what you can do rather than what you didn't do,
Right.
guess how
Oh,
much better that
gosh.
feels.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And it's the same
Yeah.
thing when it comes to your regain and a bigger, broader thing. If you focus on what you didn't do, the fact that you had a regain, rather than what am I going to do next to pull this back in to use whatever terms you want, start again,
Yeah, just
whatever it
don't
is, that's thinking forward. Just kind of like Regina, right?
know.
She's thinking
Right.
about what private coaching can get her now, not just I signed up and oh my gosh, what did I do?
I mean, I have thought about it so many times, but I also like I would feel so guilty spending that money and not finally getting to my goal, not succeeding, right? Because I've spent my whole life, thinking I wasn't worth spending money on. I don't feel that way anymore. My husband and I are comfortable. We're retired. Grandkids are great. They're my life. I'm good. Like now, if I'm ever going to do it, now's the time to do it,
So if you feel guilty about spending money because you might not achieve a goal, would you have ever
Right.
gone to college?
Oh, yeah. That
Would you ever
was,
started a job? Would you have ever raised a kid?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Oh, you know what? I got pregnant. I feel guilty because I don't know if I'm going to be able to birth this baby.
I never thought of it that way. That's hilarious. But
Right?
yeah.
But what do you do when you, I mean, I don't know if you've got kids. I'm just
I've
assuming.
got
When I was
two.
pregnant with my
Yeah.
first kid, I didn't know a jack about
As
pregnancy.
my husband would say, we didn't know sic 'em from come here. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We didn't.
So you go through every day and you learn something and you figure out what works and
Right.
you end up, throwing up at work. So you t start taking crackers to work. You end up not sleeping, so you buy
Oh, yeah.
a pregnancy pillow. You
Right.
work this country road, like I was talking about
Right.
earlier, and you figure it out. It's the same thing with weight loss and private coaching.
Yeah.
The investment that you make in private coaching is to have somebody to basically help you figure it out from your perspective. You come
Right.
coach with one of us, we're not going to be like, okay, here's what I, if I
Yeah,
were
right.
you, I would do this and this and this because that's what works for me. We're looking at you going, all right, Kathy, you went on vacation, you ate all these fresh fruits and vegetables. What was your mindset and how can we translate that to now?
Yeah.
How can we help you with all these thoughts you have about the past so that you can move forward?
Yeah.
How
I
can we
think.
help you not think of this as work and think of it as self-care?
Yes. Okay. So that was the, I'm so glad you said that because that's the other thing. We all, when we're talking in our little group and everything, it's like it just feels like it's my dang job still. And because, not because of you all, but because I backslid, I can use a church term, I backslid, and then and I knew better. And I know how to do this, and I was successful, and I still feel successful. I'm not beating myself up. I'm beyond the beating myself up about it, and I'm doing something about it. But it's like, dang, when am I gonna not have to think about this? When is it just gonna be, here we go?
So, do you think Corinne never thinks about her weight?
No, she just even said that like a week or two ago. She
Right.
said, I'm, and it's like, and the mindset is, I think she said is, it's like, I don't have to think about this. I get to think about this because I've changed my life so much and I'm out there living my life that I'm motivated to stay where I
All
am.
right. So those are
Just
lovely
right.
words. I get to think about this, but you just told me I'm so tired of
I'm
thinking
tired
about
of
this. It
thinking
feels like my
about it.
job.
I
So don't,
know.
that's what I would call gaslighting myself. Okay. I'm going to come
Oh.
up with some flowery thing that I think at some point I'll be able to latch on to and lose weight. No, no.
Right.
Don't take too big a leap. Okay.
Okay.
If you're thinking about it as your job, you need to figure out why you have that kind of relationship with weight loss. Because ultimately speaking, what you put in your mouth, every choice of what you put in your mouth is a decision about self-care. It's a decision about how am I going to take care of me? And if it's with fruits and vegetables, you know you've nailed it, right? I mean, when you were on vacation and had all the beautiful, fruits
Loved
and
it.
vegetables, you felt good. There wasn't any tension. But if you're sitting there going, oh, I had a regain. All I can eat for the next week is broccoli. Of course, that's going to feel like work, right? Because it's too much. It's too diet mentality. It's not self-care. It's actually punishment for overeating that got you here.
And I do catch myself kind of like, oh my God, I've just got to be good. And I have a cardiology appointment. Last year I got a cardiovascular diagnosis that kind of freaked me the heck out, you know. And I always thought I had cancer in 2010, so I always thought that's what's going to be the thing. And it's And now I've got this, and it's genetic, you know. I mean, I switched when I joined No BS, I also became whole food plant-based. So I'm like doing the things. Cheetos are whole food plant-based. There are bad foods that can still are considered vegan, I guess. So, you know, Oreos, all the things.
I didn't know
But
Cheetos were whole food
oh,
plant-based.
they're
I just
well,
pulled them
no,
right out of my
actually.
pocket.
Yeah, no,
Oh,
Cheetos actually aren't because they have dairy on them. But
okay.
anyway, but dang, they're good. But anyway, so I do that. Yeah, you're right. I do that. I even just get stricter and
Yeah.
yeah.
And strict and tense and on edge.
Yeah.
All that does is when you're using that kind of grip and that kind of willpower, when
Right.
you run out of that, your brain is like, oh, thank God, now we can eat the Cheetos because we're out of willpower.
I know. I
Right?
know.
But
And
if you're riding somewhere in between with this is how I take care of myself, what is my next choice?
right.
What did, here's a good question for you. What did my regain teach me?
That I possibly did some white knuckling to get there.
Yeah.
And when faced with like a bit of unnerving, scary stuff, because my dad dropped dead, you know, of heart stuff. And then I find out I have this thing and, you know, they're treating it. I've got a good cardiologist. I'm good. But I walk 4 or 5 miles a day usually. And, you know, I mean, I do the things that I can do. I've changed my diet and all that stuff. But still, it's like I'll be 69 in 2 weeks. It just, your mortality is just slapping you in the face. And yeah.
But is it? You could live another 30 years.
I could. Wouldn't that be fun?
Right?
Just
You got a crystal ball, girl? I need to
see
borrow it. Does it work?
See my grandbabies be adults. I know it. I
Yeah, like I
know.
have
I
a huge
know.
goal to see
Me
Lucy,
too.
who's now 11. I mean, when
Yeah.
she was born, I thought, my goal is to see Lucy get married.
Oh,
Oh no,
same, same,
it's bigger
same.
than that now. I mean,
Yeah,
because
it's
Lucy could get
even
married in
more.
10 years. Oh
Yeah.
no, I want to see Lucy's kids.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Right? And
Yeah.
that feels good to me. When I think
It
about it in
does me
those
too.
terms, I'm like, okay, I don't need Cheetos today. Bring
Yeah.
on the, you know,
Yeah, that's
coleslaw
right.
instead, or so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, how do you translate this? We know all this, stuff to, I'm just tired of having to think about it, and I mean, it's just, I mean, I guess it's the mindset of what it, my goal was to lose weight, to get healthier, to not have cancer again now, to not have a friggin' heart attack. And I'm doing everything I can do, and I've had some success, had some failure, but not totally, back to where I was. So what's the, I know I need to get back to planning. I know that's probably true. I don't know. I mean,
So before we get into what you should be doing, let's
yes.
stay with what you're thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 2015, 16, I lost 80 pounds.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I had a kidney stone. I had a breast cancer
Oh.
diagnosis.
Knees.
Knees.
Yeah.
80 pounds improved my quality of life, but that doesn't mean it prevented breast cancer.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's
Right.
going to prevent a genetic cardiac
Right.
monitoring situation, whatever is going on there.
Yeah.
But what it's going to do is help you manage what comes in an easier way. It'd be like saying, well, I lost all this weight. Why'd I have a car wreck?
Well, and you're right. I mean, the older you get, the fear component, it's like fear and ha must live in the habit brain because, I mean, that's the thing that just, and I know I'm not going to live forever and I'm okay with that, but dang it,
Fear actually is a product of your nervous system. Okay.
Oh,
So let's give you a
okay.
little nervous system teaching.
Okay.
Your nervous system is constantly scanning for danger. Corinne talks about this when she talks about the cavemen. Right?
Right,
What do
right,
they do?
right.
They go out the cave, they look to see if a tiger's out there before they'll ever go look for food. Right?
Sure.
This is a very, very primal part of us still exists from caveman days.
Yeah.
Our nervous system is always scanning for danger. If
Okay.
something's a little bit off, if we have a change, if we get a health diagnosis, if somebody knocks too loud on the door, our
You
nervous system says something's wrong,
right.
right? And it activates.
Yeah.
And that's when we leave home base. A lot of times we go above home base. Think about if you're in the mall and the fire alarm goes off. Do you sit there and go, "Huh, fire alarm's going off," or
Yeah,
do you
no.
go, "Oh my gosh, that's a fire alarm! I got to get
Right,
out." Right? There's an urgency to it. Right? So sometimes your nervous system will react to a threat that's real, like a fire alarm going off, or a gunshot, or a
sure.
car wreck. But sometimes it activates on what we call a perceived threat.
Okay.
Right? Somebody knocking on your bedroom door might startle you. Your nervous system reacts as if it's danger, but you find out it's a grandkid. It's not danger. Right? So a lot of times that's what's happening when we think about a diagnosis or we worry about the future. Our nervous system is always scanning, always looking for problems so that we can react to them. So it's your job to figure out what's a real threat and what is a perceived threat. Okay. So if you are managing your health, there might be a little bit of a component of both. You're reacting to what could be a real threat, but you're also, your brain is sitting there going, yeah, but what if that breast cancer comes back? What if you fall down and break that knee replacement? What if you get another kidney stone? Then what you do is you answer the questions. If the breast cancer comes back, guess what?
You
I'm gonna get it
fight
taken out.
it. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I'm gonna call my care team. We're gonna get to work.
Right.
If I fall down and break a knee, guess who I'm calling? Dr.
Orthopedic.
Engstrom,
Yep.
Vanderbilt Orthopedics.
Yeah. Right.
It might suck, but I'm gonna take care of it. Same thing with a kidney stone and anything else that comes up. I trust myself enough to know I'm not gonna just lay down because I
Okay.
want to see Lucy's grandkids. I want to see Lucy's kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
So, do you think all of this is because I just had some scary stuff last year? Not, I mean, the potential of scary stuff, right? And it made me a little mad too, because I'm like, dang it, I've been whole food plant-based for 5 years and I have lost 85 pounds, gained a few back, but I've lost 85 pounds and I'm walking and I'm doing all this stuff. I was mad that it still didn't keep me from getting that diagnosis.
So interesting,
Yeah,
right? Well,
right.
let's just play. Let's
Yeah,
pretend you
okay.
didn't lose 85 pounds and you weren't walking
Oh gosh. Yeah,
and you
I
weren't whole food plant-based.
probably would have already had the heart attack because my dad was 61. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what your thinking brain can do for you. It can
Yeah,
help you
yeah.
catch that. Oh my gosh, I lost 85 pounds and this still happened to me. Now hold on. And this is
Yeah.
actually what a coach can do for you, right? Is to
Yeah.
say, but what if you hadn't? Where might
Right.
you be?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that really changes the tone of the work that you've done.
And my doctor said that to me
Right?
in January, she said that to me. So yeah.
And it changes, so it changes how you feel about the work that you've done and the work that you continue to do. When you think about why you're doing it, what the benefit will be, and how you're going to manage, none of us getting any younger. None of us
No,
going backwards.
no,
How
no,
are we
no,
going to
no, no.
manage these things as they come up?
Right.
And some people may never have any health issues to deal with, but I bet if you're a woman, you're going to have menopause.
Oh gosh, that was
Right?
a horrendous 20 years,
Oh, see,
right? Oh my
and that's,
gosh.
for
Yeah.
some people, menopause is tough. Thankfully, that's one thing I didn't have trouble with. I didn't even
Oh.
know I went through it. So,
Oh, good
anyway,
for you, girl.
yeah, I was lucky, right? I was
Yeah,
lucky.
you were lucky.
So, where are we? How you feeling?
So I'm feeling better. And I will say, I mean, I feel like I have felt this mind shift to back to a little bit this year. I mean, I've lost a little bit of the weight that I gained for sure. I've got like this trip of a lifetime cruise that for my husband's retirement that we're doing in June. I wish I were back down to where I was this time last year when I was wearing cute little size 10s and cute, but I bought some new clothes. I'm all right. It's still
How are you going to
close.
enjoy that trip if every time you put on your clothes, you're like, I wish I was back
I
in that
know.
size
When you
10?
were talking about your shoes, I was like, oh my gosh, this is where I am, because I'm like, oh, I need some comfortable shoes. We're gonna walk a lot and what am I gonna wear that I don't look like a cow? And I don't feel like I look like a cow. I mean, I feel like somebody who weighs 180 pounds. And
But that's
last
exactly
year
how.
I weighed 160 pounds. So
But that's how I want you thinking about this. When you hear yourself, what am I going to wear so I don't look like a cow? I want you to stop dead in your tracks and go, hold on.
Right. No.
First of all, I'm not on four legs and I'm not mooing.
Right.
All right.
And at
Second of
least I
all,
don't weigh 245 pounds, which is where I
all
started.
this compare, Kathy, stop. You
No.
are who you are right now and you are beautifully working on yourself as you can. Okay.
Okay.
This is who I am right now. This is the person that deserves love and affection and care and acceptance so
Okay.
that I can enjoy this trip, so that I can enjoy being me, so I can enjoy how I feel in my body, so I fuel myself in a way that makes me feel good,
Right.
not sitting there talking to myself like I'm a cow wearing a shame shawl.
Yeah. It's easy to slide back into that if you've done it your whole life, isn't it? That's
It
crazy.
is, but it's
Yeah.
your job to
Right.
recognize it.
Right.
Okay. I want you to have a little Kathy Abney on your shoulder that
Right.
says, hold on now. We don't like the way that sounds. Let's rephrase.
Right.
Okay. Not in a shameful way, not in a judgmental way, just
Yeah.
in a little bit of a tweak. What words do I need to use? What
Right.
words can I use that feel better?
It's words that I mean, I'm a teacher and a mom and grandma, and I would never talk to a child the way I talk to myself, but I'm better than I was 5 years ago of how I talk to myself. So it's just, but I know I'm not going to shame my way back down to 160 or even lower. I know I'm not. So not planning, but I need to start planning for sure. I need to get back to that planner page because I wrote down what I was grateful for every morning. I wrote down not specific foods, but make sure you get protein at every meal. Make sure, veggies, all the things. So I just need to get back to planning for sure.
So, and
But
how are you going to make sure you're planning, not from a restrictive standpoint and a willpower standpoint, but from a this is how I'm going to take care of myself today standpoint?
I just need to, like you said, when I was in Florida, I mean, I loved what I was eating. Occasional fish, but not very much, but it was just basically plant. I mean, I loved it. I just thought, oh my gosh, this tastes so good. I just need to remind myself that that snacky stuff that I've have fallen into is not that good. I don't love it anymore, honestly. I really just don't. And
But when you fall into the snacky stuff, there's some part of you that needs care.
And then figure
So
out
you need
what
to
that
figure out
is.
how to care for yourself outside of the snacky stuff.
And I mean, I guess the thing I've got to wrap my head around is you're never done with this. I mean, you're better, you get incrementally better,
Who
but
wants to be done with taking
who
care of
wants?
themselves?
And I think I've just never, I know you guys have said it a million times, but I've never thought of this as self-care. It's like saving my life. I'm getting healthier.
Does
I
that
want
feel better
to
to
look
you
better.
when
No,
you
not
think about it
really.
in those terms? Does that make your planning easier for you and your food decisions
That I'm
easier for
getting
you?
healthier. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it just really, pardon my French, pisses me off that I've got to work this hard at it. I'm married to a skinny ass man. We've been married for 45 years. He basically eats a vegetable if I put one in front of him, but he could care less. He eats means potatoes. He has wine every night. I've pretty much given up drinking. And I'm like, and he's just still skinny. And I'm just, it just pisses me off. After 45 years, it still pisses me off that I've got to work so hard at this. And he can just do whatever he wants to do. And I don't know. So I guess part of me is still mad that I'm having to work on this, but part of me
Well,
is
we're back
about
to this is work too.
this is work. It's work. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not afraid of hard work, but honestly, I don't know.
You're not afraid of hard work, you just don't want to do it on your way.
I think I don't
Especially when there's
because,
someone around you who doesn't have to work on it.
and in my thinking brain, I know exactly what to do, and I actually like how I eat now, and I cannot believe that it doesn't even really cross my mind to drive through a drive-through or get some bougie 450 calorie Starbucks or anything like that anymore because I don't love it, and I also know it's gonna hose me for lots of reasons, but honestly, I really didn't like how I was self-medicating with food, I didn't. And I do like what I'm doing now, but I don't know.
So all of this is lovely thinking. It's all coming straight out of your conscious brain.
Sure it
It's all
is.
coming straight out of your logical thinking part of your brain.
But not at 8:30 at night.
But nope. And not when you're sitting here comparing yourself to your husband and to other people and to a cow. Okay. That's all angry thinking.
Yeah, it
Okay.
is.
That's
It
not,
is.
it's not an.
Self-deprecating. It is self.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
'Cause I mean, when was the last time we compared ourselves to somebody and came up on the good end?
No.
Never. Never. So that's why we have to watch that, okay? But for you, it keeps going back to this is work. This is work. This is work. Well, let's just give you that word. If even though it's kind of charged for you, what better work to do? You've got a cardiovascular diagnosis. You've had a cancer diagnosis. You're going to be, well, how old you say you're going to be in a couple of weeks?
69, girl.
69 in a couple of
Yeah.
weeks. Isn't this the most beautiful time to
Yeah,
take care
it
of yourself?
really is. Yeah, it
And
is.
to do this work for yourself? How about that? Instead of I have to do work to lose weight, I'm doing
Right.
this work for me.
I like that.
Just a little shift in a couple of words, and we change the
Oh,
whole tone.
I've never say it again. I
Instead of saying I have to work to do this,
yeah.
I'm doing this work
Here
for
for
me,
myself.
for
Yeah.
myself.
And I think when I started this, I never equated this with doing it for me. I was doing it for my family. I was doing it for getting to not spend 5 years in a nursing home like my mom. I was getting it to live long enough to see my grandkids get married. Like you said, my dad
All
didn't
those
get
things are for
that.
you.
Right.
Grandkids, no nursing
Right,
home.
right,
How
right.
about helping with chronic pain? All those
Yeah.
things that we're doing for weight loss are for us. They're not for other people.
Yeah, but it, yeah, you're right. Yep. Okay.
So keep your work word, just use it in the right way.
I'm working for
I'm doing
myself,
this work for me.
for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I knew you
All
could
right.
fix this.
Well, it's going to take you practicing it. I've
is going to take
offered
me
you
practice.
a new perspective that now you have to take and put into action and practice and think about and write about and journal about. And maybe what you do when you go making your plans is you write that one beautiful thought that you have across the top. I'm doing this work for
For
myself.
myself.
This
Yeah. Okay.
is work I choose to do for me. Not something I have to do, not something that somebody told me I should do.
Right.
Because every time you make a plan, every time you put something in your mouth, it's a choice that you're making.
Wow. That almost makes me cry, Kathy. Stop it.
You're
Yeah.
welcome, Kathy.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're
You are
welcome.
so good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
All
Take
right.
care.
Bye.
Bye.